Well, it's almost Halloween, and in the spirit of all things scary and frightening, in today's podcast, Richard and I tell you horror stories from the front lines of major gift fundraising. What we discuss will definitely scare you away from going down a dark path of the twilight zone of fundraising.
Welcome to the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group, featuring Richard Perry and Jeff Schreifels. Twice a month, we bring you the latest and best thinking about major gift fundraising, so you can develop authentic relationships with your major donors. Here are your hosts, Richard and Jeff.
Welcome to the podcast today. I'm Jeff Schreifels, and Richard Perry is with me. And you know, Richard, since it's almost Halloween, I thought we could talk about some of the horror stories we've encountered over the years working in major gifts. And my gosh, there's plenty of them.
Oh yeah. We have a ton of them, and some are actually quite humorous, while others are downright scary.
I know.
And the purpose we want to, and here's why we want to talk about them. So you can avoid them yourself. I mean, these stories actually provide a learning opportunity for anybody that hears them.
Exactly. All right. So let's just get into these stories, and let's start here. This one is a bit bizarre. But we had one MGO we worked with who actually asked a donor who could no longer speak, okay? So the donor couldn't talk, but the MGO still asked the donor for a gift and instructed the donor to grunt to give their response to an ask.
Oh, yeah. boy, that... Now, I was trying to figure out, Jeff, like, well, I mean, because that approach doesn't seem like it honors the donor, but it actually sounds like the major gift officer was more concerned with getting the money than,
well, yeah,
than relating to the donor. I have been processing those, like, well, what if the donors, that was the only way? I mean, I suppose the donor could write, couldn't they?
Well,
could
I
write
guess
back and forth.
Yeah. I mean, here's a donor that can't talk. So if you're the major gift officer, you're not going to like try to force them in some, I mean, it's almost humiliating to say to the donor, okay, grunt once for yes and two for no. I mean, seriously, it's just not honoring the donor, I don't think.
Doesn't seem right.
I mean, yes, and you made a good point. There are other ways to connect with the donor if the donor actually can't talk. I mean, or you talk to their spouse or their children or something, but wow. I mean,
yeah,
this major gift officer was so into getting the money thing. I mean, it's just awful. Yeah,
they didn't think about the relationship. Okay, here's one. One of our clients, major gift officers, was on an intro call with an older male donor.
Oh boy.
Who was very, very chatty. And the gift officer had recently gotten engaged. And when the donor found out, he asked if he could spend, you know, he could send her some marriage tips.
Oh boy.
That he and his wife had put together. Now, see, that's a danger sign right there.
Yeah.
Well, so of course she said yes, the MGO.
Yeah.
And he ends up sending her a 5-page document that included tips about, a lot of probably good tips, but then some tips about sex and intimacy.
Oh, boy.
So when the donor followed up, the MGO was very polite and thanked the donor, but then quickly changed the subject. Now that,
that's a scary
one to me.
Well, I mean, gosh, I mean, thankfully, the fundraiser was savvy enough to know how to change the subject because, I mean, that could have gone down a bad hole, a really dark.
Well, and we've written about this that, you know, you got to watch out to set boundaries with donors.
Yeah.
Boundaries are really, really critical in these donor relationships.
And, you know, here's another one. So many frontline, as we know, frontline funder, they get some strange calls.
Mm-hmm.
I knew of one major gift officer who had a donor answer an introduction call while at a funeral.
Oh boy.
I mean, how weird is that?
That's really weird.
But as a fundraiser, the point is, and just like we were talking about the woman who was able to like shift it, you have to know how to handle those kind of things and be able to think quickly and then pivot when you encounter those awkward moments and know how to kind of diffuse it and just like, okay, you know what? You need to just be there. I will call you another time. But I mean, this happens a lot. Why would someone actually pick up a call while you're at a funeral? I mean,
so that's on the donor, but why would the person calling the donor, I presume the donor says, well, yeah, Jeff, I'm at a funeral right now. Well, that's a cue, a clue. Yeah.
Ask you one thing? I know you're at this funeral, but we have this program. I think you'd be really interested.
I know. Wow. So inappropriate. Okay, here's a horror story. This is about a bad MGO. So okay. This MGO books a trip to see a number of donors in Florida over the winter, and then proceeded to get sick, in quotes, sick, and also have his donors cancel on him. So he got 4 days on the beach. And I think management had kind of figured out that that's what the game was. But get this, before he was about to get fired, he moved to another area of the organization, even though HR knew the documentation was in place to fire the MGO. And the old manager was really furious with the new manager. Now, there's a situation where the accountability system's not in place.
Yeah, nothing. So there's all kinds of things here. I mean, what were the internal relationships like in this organization that they weren't talking to one another at all? Mm-hmm. I mean, no communication. And as you said, no accountability. And then on the MGO part, just what kind of attitude would you have to have for your job to pull something like that? And, you know, we've heard similar stories to this one. You know, it seems like every manager is suspicious when the MGO says, oh, I got to go down to Florida, because that's where all my donors are. And you're wondering, are they really going down there to talk to donors?
Well, and that's where you need to have the accountability piece. And, you know, which donors are you going to visit? Let's see the contact report, what actually happened.
Right.
All that kind of thing. And by the way, to be clear, I mean, we're making fun of or criticizing these kind of behaviors, but there's a lot of really, really good people out there as well.
Oh, of course.
By and large, the majority of them.
We're just talking about the horror stories here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a real serious horror story. One of our own client experience leaders, before she came to Veritas, worked as an MGO, and there was a donor that was actually sexually harassing her. She went out of her way to avoid this donor. And by the way, mm-hmm. this donor had one of their largest planned giving commitments to the organization and was on the board of trustees.
Mm-hmm.
So she raised this issue with her supervisor, who then agreed to take over the relationship with the donor, but then ultimately did not support her or address the problem and kept putting her in uncomfortable situations with this donor. Then after being encouraged by her supervisor to go give the donor a hug after a meeting, she decided she had to get out of there.
Oh my goodness. See, it's like I said earlier, sexual harassment is not uncommon in this area.
Yeah.
And which is why we openly talk about it. I mean, as a fundraiser, you have to set clear boundaries, as I said earlier, and raise any issues with your supervisor and human resources.
Yeah.
In this situation, she did all the right things. She protested. She moved away from the situation.
Yeah.
But it was her boss that let her down.
Exactly.
And this, unfortunately, happens way too often. So if you're a supervisor listening to this, you have the responsibility, the obligation to act on these kind of things immediately, no matter how big the donor or the position that donor has with the organization.
Yeah.
This is so critical. And I mean, it is a delicate, delicate balance here between donor behavior and the money.
Right.
And it's so easy. I mean, we've talked about this a lot, Jeff, the power of money, how money grabs a hold of you.
Exactly.
As an individual. Well, this happens in an organization. Well, I mean, we can't say anything because the donor will be upset. And so you start to modify your values and your beliefs, your organizational principles, how staff are treated. You cannot do that. And if you are listening right now are in that kind of situation and the organization is not allowing you to set boundaries, you need to get out of there. You do.
I mean, this is serious stuff. And this mm-hmm. real leadership and management is needed. You know, that we care about our people here. And yeah, we may lose some money because this donor is being, but this donor is awful, being awful. And we will not accept that. Okay. Well, those were some pretty awful horror stories. And I'm sure, listen to this, you have some horror stories to share too. So if so, please put them on our social media sites on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We want to hear them so that we can avoid them and we can all learn from each other here. And before we go, I want to point out that Veritas Group Academy has a very active alumni community. So when you sign up for a course, you're immediately welcome into a private community group so that you can connect and learn alongside your colleagues. In fact, that is where we heard some of these horror stories today that we told you. You can check out our full 2022 course schedule to find the course that's right for you on our website at veritasgroup.com/courses. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group. Richard and Jeff also write an ongoing blog that you can subscribe to for free at veritasgroup.com. Please join us again next time.